What would you call that?
Go in the ground?
No, it doesn't go in the ground. It just hops along and... Well, can you tell me what the different kinds of frogs are?
Oh, that might be talking about... You might be talking about a frog now.
Yeah, I was talking about a frog now. Is there more than one kind?
There's a bullfrog and a toad frog.
Yeah. What's the difference between a bullfrog and a toad frog?
Well, a bullfrog, he stays in the water, and a toad frog don't.
I see. What would you call a small frog that makes a chirping sound? You call that anything different?
Make it?
A chirping sound, you know. You can make a lot of racket. And it chirps.
Oh, it might be a... That's a water. He's still in the water, I reckon. That's a bullfrog.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that you use for bait in fishing?
You call them wheelers. You call them bait.
Yeah.
Oh, wheeler, he gets about there. You can't always put him on your hook.
Yeah, it really wiggles along. How do you get, any special way you get worms? You just go out and dig them up, huh?
You dig them up. Yeah, dig them up.
What would you call a large worm used for bait? Big old worm. What would you call that?
Oh, we just call them this old regular bait. Old big old.
Yeah.
He ain't move about there. That big old bait.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, old Merce over there told me he called them long johns. You ever heard of a long john?
No, I ain't.
A worm?
No, what you call them?
Never had either.
I ain't never called none of this old bait.
What would you call an insect or a bug that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
What do you call a little insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings flies around ponds or lakes? It's got big old wings and just a little tiny body. So an insect. A bug. What would you call that?
Mosquito.
A mosquito? What if it's bigger than a mosquito? You know, like it's about that big. A little thin body and stiff wings, but you can see through them, sort of.
You kind of bug-like?
No, it's a bug. Fly around. You know, you ever heard of a dragonfly? A mosquito hawk?
Yeah, I've been talking about them. That might be what you call that.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds its nest out of mud and he won't sting?
Big dog.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm looking for. What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle to push it by? What would you call that?
Baby lion.
Yeah, put a baby in it and push it around in it.
Oh, we call that a... Something to roll your baby around in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Carriage.
Carriage.
Oh. Baby carriage.
Baby carriage. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Coy.
Nuts that get ripe underground. What kind of nuts I'm talking about? What would you call that? What would you call them?
Nuts.
Yeah, nuts. You know, they get... Oops, I dropped it. They get ripe. Get ripe underground. You know what kind of nut that would be?
Got taters.
That's taters, so that's not a nut.
That's a nut.
Yeah, some kind of nut that ripes underground. You don't know?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know what a peanut is, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, that's what you call them.
Peanuts. What?
Peanut.
You call
them goobers.
Goobers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I was trying to find out, whether you call them goobers or peanuts.
Yeah, we call them goobers, peanuts,
yeah.
Call them boobos.
Yeah. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what his father?
Everybody.